You're now listening to the A Place of Refuge Productive Living Podcast with Bishop Barry D. Walker. A Place of Refuge vision is to cause people to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's Word. For more information, please stop by our website at www.aplaceofrefugechurch.org. Now, here's today's message already in progress.
A thief is a crook, a dishonest person. A thief will take your stuff unlawfully and use it, wear it, sell it. Take your stuff and try to keep from you knowing that he or she took it. You done waited to get your favorite sweater from Dillard's. You get it. 2 days later, a thief takes it without you knowing about it. And then has the audacity to wear it. In your presence, the nerve of the thief. Some folks have compassion for thieves. Yeah, they do. Even the Bible speaks of it. Go to Proverbs 6. And consider verse 30, Proverbs 6 and 30. And you'll notice the writer Solomon, he does not include himself nor God, but notice what he says here in Proverbs 6 and 30. People do not despise a thief. Notice this. If he steals to satisfy himself when he is starving. But my question to you, child of God, is after you have went to Publix, and stole some bacon, cheese, loaf of bread, and got caught. They put you in the paper. My question to you is, why didn't you come to the church and tell us you needed something to eat? And you have some folks that will have the nerve to say, well, you're a man of God. I thought you knew I needed something at the house. Well, part of what you're saying is true. I'm a man of God, but I'm not God. I'm not omniscient. If you need something to eat, you need to say something. The Bible even says when you are sick, you need to talk about it. You can't just think that the church knows what's going on with you. You stay out of church and you get mad at the church because you think we wrong because we hadn't called or came to see you. Look, we don't know what's going on with you, girl. You got to call somebody. You can't have the mindset of a thief. You're going to go and get something illegally because you're hungry. Ask somebody first. I said, ask somebody first. I got to move on, but let's just clear the room tonight. Just tell somebody if you need some meat. Your refrigerator empty. There's a whole lot of folk in here will help you fill up your refrigerator. You don't believe me? How many would gladly help somebody fill up their refrigerator? I got a little freezer full of stuff. I'll be glad to give you some of what's in there. And if you don't want that, you don't want what I got in there, go to somebody else. But you have no reason to take something illegally. But again, some people are okay with it. Even though folk can give you a sad story about doing something dishonest, it's never right. Stealing is never right. Being a thief is never. Y'all okay? And so contextually, here in John 10:10, the first part, Jesus talks about a thief that has three traits. And the thief not only has three traits, but the thief has a mindset to come to you and manifest these three traits. This thief is not afraid of you, even though you testify about how you have the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues and that wealth of burning fire. This thief is not afraid to come to you. He's not afraid to come. No. This thief is talked about by the omniscient one, the one that deemed himself the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus. Jesus talked about this thief. And if Jesus puts on the table something about a person, we need to know without question that he's laying out the truth. But not only is he laying out the truth, he is laying out something that he knows his children need to be aware of if they're going to be able to stop the thief from fulfilling his mission. Jesus knew, I've got to let them in on what the thief is about if they're going to be victorious. That's definitely the implication. He always told the truth, according to John 8:31-32, in part, so we could be free. So we could be free. So we could be delivered, protected, and prosperous. That's why he gave us truth. And you shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. And it does so as we continue to walk in it, or we continue to think it, talk it, and do it. And so again, in the text, he gives us three traits of this klepto, the Greek word, or this thief. The first, he comes to steal. He done been looking at your stuff. He been looking at you. He knows what you have. He knows what you have when it comes to material possessions as well as spiritual gifts. He knows. He knows. He said, how can he have such knowledge? Consider this. When he showed up to Jesus, when Jesus was fasting in Luke 4, he knew about Jesus. He knew he was the Son of God. He knew he was. Don't ever think Satan does not know about you, or demons, or the thief does not know about you. He knows. I got to move on and say this about it. The enemy knows about you. Mm-hmm. The thief knows about you. And so what he does in reference to stealing is that he will come and he will take something of value that you have. He'll take it. He'll take something of value that you have. And because he is a copycat, he'll take your stuff and try to give it to somebody else. Satan. Why? Because he likes to mimic God. You remember what he wanted to do when he decided to try to overthrow God? He wanted to be just like the Most High. He had watched God. He had watched him. Satan is good at watching folks. That's the reason we see Jesus talk about Satan. And that's the reason we also see John, Peter, and others talk about Satan. John said he, as a roaring lion, he goes about seeking whom he can devour. What is he doing? He's looking. He's watching exactly what you're doing. And so he wants to take what you have illegally and use it for some other means. I said use it for some other means. He comes not before to steal. But then this thief also comes to kill. To kill. The core meaning of kill is to deprive of life. He wants to deprive you of what God said you could have. wants to deprive you of your healing, Elder Thomas. Wants to deprive you of your success in reference to business, Elder Florence. Wants to deprive us of what God has promised. I got to take away from them Luke 6 and 38. I got to stop them from believing that if they give, God will turn around and give unto them good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running go. Oh, she excited right now. I got to deprive her of thinking that if she keep that fire she has, that she going to get the victory. I've got to deprive her of that. I've got to make her stop believing that she is going to get what God said she could have. You're a killer of dreams, killer of purpose, killer of success. This is what Jesus said. He comes not before to and to stay right there and to kill. He's going to deprive you of stuff you done dreamed about for 10 years. He's going to deprive you of what you done testified about. She done testified about how God going to bless her with such and such. But I'm going to make it my business to stop it from happening. That's what he tried to do with Jesus. He knew the mission of the Son of God. So his thing was, I'm going to deprive him of fulfilling his mission by getting him to accept what I offer him. I'm going to offer him something. And if he takes what I offer him, he won't be in a position to fulfill what he was chosen to do. I'm going to confuse her so she'll start doubting or questioning what God told her through her preacher. See, the enemy knows scripture. You can't be in heaven as long as he was in heaven and not know scripture. I've heard folks say, you know, he just know part of scripture. He don't really know. Yes, he knows scripture. He was with the word. I said he was with the word. He just good at twisting the word. So good at twisting the word to where he didn't leave heaven by himself. I said he didn't leave heaven by himself. It has to be an intelligent person that can cause folks to be in a place that we want to go. We want to go to heaven. That's what it's about for us. But here he is, so cunning. That he took a third of the stars. Third of ministering spirits. Spirits that know the word. Spirits that were known for taking what God had to say and giving messages to others. He was able to take a third of the angels from heaven. Yeah. That's what Satan was able to do. That's what he teaches his demons to do. That's what he teaches his human servants to do. Just like God has angels and God has human servants, Satan likewise has human slaves. Gonna deprive you. And so he'll do everything he can to stop you from getting your healing. Everything. He'll do everything he can to stop you from believing it's going to be better for you. This is your time. This is your season. I can preach and preach and preach. And by Tuesday, he done convinced you. The thief done convinced you because he done stole the message. Oh, that's Bible. Jesus talked about how Satan will come and he'll take it right out of your heart. Get close to you and steal it. Won't be trying to hide. Get right up on you and just take the word out of your heart. And this is the reason why. Lest you believe and be saved. Lord, I don't want to embarrass nobody tonight, Lord. But folk need to know that Satan comes to kill or deprive of life. How many in here you ever got the word on Sunday, but by Wednesday evening... You had a visitor. And it wasn't your cousin Leo. No. It was that thief. And he took the word out of your heart. And it's evident how you hear folk talking. Man, Pastor, you know, I just received what Pastor said. Pastor said, this is our time. This is our season. Man, that word was just for me. Same person heard the same word. Yeah, I heard what Pastor say, but you know, man, things have really been tough for me lately, though. So I don't know. I know that was your word, but I just... God don't put stuff on the plate just for one person. God puts stuff on the plate for his children. Shepherd dust don't feed no two sheep. A true shepherd does not leave the presence of God until he has gotten enough food to feed everybody. From the immature to the mature. He'll kill, he'll deprive you of your purpose. And he'll tell God, say, look, if you just do such and such, she won't believe you for your healing. Do just like he did Job. Because he's a thief. Yeah, if you allow this to happen to Job's body, he'll do such and such. If you allow this right here to happen, he'll do such and such. Now don't think just because Job didn't bite the bullet that in scripture, nobody didn't bite it. It was a whole lot of folk that bit the bullet. What Satan told God they would do, they did it. And we don't even have to go to scripture. Some of us, if we be honest, have done things that we know Satan encouraged us to do. Oh, well, we family in here. Is anybody going to come clean beside the preacher? Have you ever did what Satan told you to do? Since you turned in victory. And then the last thing he says is that he comes to destroy. To destroy. The root meaning of destroy, listen very closely, is to undo the results of building. God builds us up through the Holy Spirit. gives us a word that causes us to be transformed, to be changed for the better. But the thief comes to destroy, to undo everything that has been built. Jude said, but you, beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. On your most holy faith. Faith comes by and hearing the word of God. God gives you faith or word. And then you start praying according to the word. And it gets down in your spirit to the point to where the spirit will consume and start praying on your behalf. But then here comes this thief. And he tears down what has been built. Yeah. I've seen it. I've seen folk that were on fire about God healing them. Testified about it, and you could feel that they meant what they said. But 7 days later, Satan went to their house. I heard your testimony. I heard what you were up there talking about. And I came to undo all of that. Everything you said was going to happen. I come to make you just like me, a liar. And he'll undo what has been built by the Holy Spirit. What do you mean, Pastor? Let me break it down. He'll make useless, or he'll ruin. He'll make it to the point to where the victory you talked about, you won't get. See, when you start speaking faith and walking in that faith, you are on a course of victory. You're going to win. For the victory that overcomes the world is even our faith. 1 John 5:4. But if Satan knows that he can undo the faith that you possess, if he can stop you from believing what you uttered out of your mouth that was true, he got you. He got you. And see, even though God may permit Satan to attack your body or attack certain things about you, you have to have the mindset that you still going to hold on to your faith. You got to be just like Job. Job said, though he slay me, I'm going to trust him. I'm going to trust him. I'm going through it in my body, but I'm going to trust him. I'm not as strong today as I was 3 days ago, but I'm still going to trust him. I'm still holding on to my faith. Because for some reason or another, the Lord will allow him to attack you. Yes. Just like he did Job. But it won't be for your destruction. It'll be for his glory. When Job held on to his faith, even though he went through it in his body, Satan knew that Job wasn't going to turn God loose. And that's the same mindset that we need to have. But then when Satan found out the first time that it wouldn't work, he went back with some more talk. He went back with some more talk. Because his determination was, when it came to Job, to do what Jesus revealed as his three traits: steal, kill, and destroy. I'm going to tell you what's valuable. I'm going to deprive them of life, their dreams, their purpose, and so forth. And I'm going to undo. Every time they get built up, I'm going to undo what they get. And you can have folk like Pastor Baker. When that happened, the pastor just, it just messes with him. Yeah, you can ask Rem Baker. Hey, he's right there. You can ask him. I just preached such and such. And she acting like I didn't preach nothing. Yeah, Rem Baker. That's him. I just told them what was going to happen. And they act like I didn't say nothing. And sometimes it happens not because you didn't listen and not because you were not determined to do it. It's the thief. See, this thief right here is relentless. I said, this thief right here is relentless. What does it mean? Or what's the implication in reference to the text when you say that the thief is relentless, Pastor? Listen closely. He pursues, he attacks, and he opposes persistently without mercy. Satan ain't got mercy for nobody. God's mercy endures forever, but the thief ain't got mercy for nobody. He don't care if it's stage three or cancer. He don't care if you just had a heart attack. He don't care if you still hurting because a stroke attacked your body. He don't care if you don't have a dime to your name. He pursues. He attacks. He opposes. Persistently. Without mercy. Without mercy. And let me tell you something. You can't be up and down when you're dealing with somebody that's relentless. You fireball Monday and think just because you fireball Monday and you stirred up and you on fire all day that he gonna stop. No, he just wait. Yeah, she on fire right now. Yeah, I'm just going to wait till the 12th when that high bill come out. And then I'm going to go by her house. Yeah, he up there jumping and he stirred up talking about how God done blessed him and how he highly favored and all that. But I'm just going to wait. Yeah, he telling everybody he finna get this truck and he finna do such and such. And he just really just, and they just hallelujah and clapping and all that. But he ain't gonna do nothing because I already know how to stop it. All I got to do is send a little bit of doubt his way. And he gonna be quiet until I tell him otherwise. Paul told Timothy that there are some that are taken captive by Satan, get this, at his will. When he get ready, he takes you captive. Oh, she done did all that shouting up there, talking about what God getting ready to do for her. Let me go and get this girl out. It's Bible. There are certain folks he know he can get whenever he get ready. I got to close. But I'm in understanding so far. Say to your neighbor, that thief in the text is without question relentless. Yeah, you know how some folk here, they'll get fired up here and there and then. Don't let them have a good day. Oh, man, you better get ready. It's going to be hallelujah day. Ha, hallelujah. Slinks, I got to say it. I got to tell it. And I'm going to tell you something about the thief. The more God blesses you, the more he going to come. The more he going to come. With certain things you never experience. Mentally. Emotionally. Physically. And so, how are we going to deal with such a thief that is persistent in stealing, killing, and destroying, and shows no mercy? Say to your neighbor, we got to be ready for him at all times. You got to go to bed ready for him, because he'll try to mess with your dreams. You got to be ready for him when you sit down and eat a meal. I'm closing with Luke 12. Go to Luke 12 with me. Go to Luke 12. Y'all all right? Luke 12, y'all gonna beat me there, aren't you? Y'all already there? Oh, y'all excited tonight. Luke 12 and 39. Now remember, John 10:10, who was talking about the thief? Jesus. And here he is again. In Luke 12 and 39 is where we'll start. He says, but know this, or be aware, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken in two. Say to your neighbor, the first thing the text says to us, we got to be the master of the house. Yeah. We got to make a decision whether we are going to follow the Holy Spirit, put God first, or not. We have to make a decision whether we are going to be Satan's flunky, pushover, or whelm. We have to become a master in reference to our lives. We got to become mature. We have got to get to the point to where no matter how much pain comes, we still going to trust God. No matter what struggle we may face or go through, we still need to trust God. We still need to hold on to what is written and revealed. When you become a master, it says about you that you're no longer somebody's flunky. Biblically speaking, it says about you that you're no longer childish or immature. You have fulfilled 1 Corinthians 13 and 11. When I was a child, I thought, talked, and did as a child. But when I became grown, I put away childish things. I put them away. I became who God told me to be. Who he tell you to be? A just person. What does a just person do? Live by faith. What is it to live by faith? You think, talk, and do according to what is written and revealed. If the master of the house would have knew what time the thief was coming, he would have been prepared. Yeah. But he didn't know. He didn't know. It wouldn't have been a problem if he would have known. But he didn't. And one thing we have to understand. We, like the master, we don't know after we done had that great testimony when Satan gonna come. The scripture does tell us immediately, but what does that mean? Does that mean the next 5 minutes? The next day? Or 2 days later? We don't know. We just need to be ready. First thing, you got to know that you're a master. That way, when he come, because he may come with God's permission. And if he comes with God's permission, just like Job, God may be done permitted him to attack your body. To attack your mind. God wouldn't let him. Have you not read scripture, baby? Daniel did all that praying, but God still allowed him to be put in a lion's den. The Hebrew boys had that powerful testimony in front of everybody. Said to the king, our God can deliver us, but if he don't, we okay. And after that powerful testimony, they were still cast into the fiery furnace. You have to be prepared that once you done told your story in front of everybody, or even if you quiet at your seat, that Satan coming. Thieves are coming. That's what Jesus is trying to let us know. The thief is coming. But even when he comes, you just have to make sure that you're your master. You're mature. You're mature. You can't be immature when he comes and get a victory. You have to be mature when he comes to get the victory. Because even if you ready and immature, he can show up, and because you immature or scared, he can say, boo. And you'll take off. Now the wonderful thing about being a baby Christian is that God gonna have your back. He gonna make sure that you're in a certain place and is not going to allow Satan to do certain things. But when you are mature And God has ordained for you to grow and go to higher levels in him. There are going to be some things that God will allow that you're just going to have to trust him and believe that Romans 8 and 28 is all in your corner. It's going to work out for your good. Y'all all right? Lord have mercy. Let me close. The master. You got to be the master and you got to be ready. Now, y'all holding on? Look at what Jesus continues to say here in Luke 12, but now we'll go to the 40th verse. Now, he's still in the same vein, and we can tell that by the word therefore. Therefore, you also be what? Now, he's fixing to talk about himself or the Son of Man, but you have to keep in mind what he said about the thief. Because these verses are synonymous. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming in an hour you do not expect. Same way we are making sure we live in the way we are supposed to live, because we don't know when Jesus is going to come. You have to have that same mindset when it comes to the thief, whether that thief is spiritual or literal. I'm gonna tell y'all something, and this is just from a literal standpoint. I got something beside my bed. You hear me? I got the cameras and all that, but it's something beside the bed now. And it's something when I hear it in the house, if they step a certain way, oh God. It's on now. You understand what I'm saying? You have to be the same way about this thief. You can't be skipping no prayer time. You gotta pray every day. You can't be talking like you gonna eat some of what I've said. You ain't got. You got to be greeted when you come to church. If you hunger and thirst after, you shall be. You got to eat everything God gives you. Why? Because the word that you get week in and week out is preparing you for whatever you're going to face that week. That's the reason the word of faith is a persistent word. God continues to give us word after word after word. One reason why? Because we are dealing with a thief. And see, this thief is methodical. When you consider John 10:10, he comes up with different methods in order to try to steal, kill, and destroy. But guess what? God gonna give us different messages, different rhemas, different words in order to deal with this thief that's coming to steal, kill, and destroy. And I'm going to stop right there.